We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better
since 1936.
Talking with Rutherford County for 78 years.
This is the WGNS Action Line.
Now, your host, Scott Walker.
With us today, joining us in studio, we have Terry Deal, the Executive Director of Adams Place, and then also Community Relations Director, Claire Little. How are both you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Scott. I hope you are.
So far, so good.
Good.
It's still early, though.
It is early.
So what are some of the new things happening this time of year as we head into spring?
Well, I know on the independent living side of things, you know, with weather beginning to warm up, we're getting outside a little bit more. We're gearing up for our annual spring prom, our senior prom in April. Getting ready for our fourth annual ride and slide coming up at the end of May. So a lot of fun activities that really are intended to be campus-wide activities.
So this special formal that is coming up, I can imagine the residents probably really enjoy that.
They do. It's fun watching them get dressed up. Last year we had a theme, but they decided they wanted to have their own theme.
Oh,
so they did blue jeans and white shirts, made it more of a 50s kind of thing.
Kind of sock hop, wasn't it?
Yeah, sock hop. It turned into more of a sock hop. So, yeah, they really enjoy it. I mean, it's a big party. We have music and food, of course, and they really do enjoy coming out for that.
That's got to be kind of a cool era in their lives because, you know, they're not going to work every day. They're
right.
able to do and venture whichever way they want.
That's exactly right. Campus-wide, we have schedules of activities, and the schedules continue to grow, and it gets to the point where they have to choose, do I want to do A or do I want to do B?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice watching them kind of evolve with the activity schedules.
Now, how much input do those residents have on helping to decide what activities to do and when?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Especially when, you know, both assisted living and independent living have their own resident council where they have a voice in deciding and contributing what happens in their communities, giving us feedback, letting us know what they want to see. Yeah, that meets every month, usually with the directors and activity coordinators. And it's good to hear from them on what they want to see because this is their home and we want to make sure that they're doing things that they enjoy.
Give us some ideas on what types of suggestions they've come up with to say, you know, hey, let's do this sometime. Maybe some ventures that you guys haven't done yet. You're trying to figure out how to implement.
So I know on the independent living side, you know, they come to us with all kinds of ideas, different types of card games. We had a young lady well into her 90s that moved in with us several years ago, came from Michigan. And Mahjong was a big game in the area that she lived in. Well, nobody down south at that time, at least in independent living, had heard of Mahjong. So she introduced that to us. With our residents, they help with selections on entertainers, on outings. They let us know where they want to go. You know, we'll take bus loads out to go out to eat. And that happens, I know, in independent living and assisted living. Do they do that in memory care also?
Yes. They really just go for scenic drives in memory care for right now. We are looking into ways to be able to do that more often with them. That's in a safe, you know, way to do it. But yes, in assisted living especially, yes.
And there are unlimited places to eat these days. So
absolutely.
They probably have fun with figuring out where to go for that one.
They
especially
do.
The local spots. So they really love. I mean, we just went to Buster's for assisted living last week and they came back raving about it is still the best cheeseburger in town.
Right.
So is there a certain type of food you've noticed they kind of enjoy or gravitate towards more so? Just, you know, I want to plan ahead for when I get older.
I know assisted living folks recently at a food advisory meeting they had with our director of food services really talked a lot about just like home style cooking, like meatloaf was a big one that people wanted to see on the menu. And so they recently added that, things like that, chicken and dumplings, just really get into like the southern home cooking.
You know, it's funny because you hear, if you grew up in Tennessee, you always hear, well, you don't need to eat this as much, don't need to eat that. But then you see everybody eating those things they say not to. And it always seems like it's the ones who grow to be the oldest who have eaten bacon every single morning.
Right.
They've eaten, you know, you name it, just horrible food choices for you.
But well, one of the things that's really interesting because we do draw residents from all over the country is getting the different tastes from around the United States. And a lot of our residents who have transferred here from either up north or out west, they come down, they're like, well, what are grits? Then a few months, they love grits. So, you know, they adapt to the southern way of cooking, but they still like things done their way as well.
They're able to give ideas to the chef.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a suggestion box in assisted living where they can write down, you know, things that they'd like to see and give any feedback to the chef. And yeah, he takes that very seriously.
Yeah, we even accept, you know, residents' recipes.
Oh, cool.
Especially from the baked goods side of things. So they'll bring us the recipes of their favorite cake or pie or whatever.
Yeah.
And our baker will, not only will she make it, but she'll put a sample out for everybody to look at to kind of whet their taste buds while they're waiting on lunch or dinner. Several weeks back, it was really funny. I don't remember what the dessert was, but she had put the display item out. And someone liked it so much, the display item disappeared in the middle of the day.
Oh, wow. Like a great big cake or something?
No, what, it was just it? A little slice, but it was gone.
That's awesome. I don't know why I picture it this way, but I kind of picture, you know, the lunches, the dinners, kind of like being on a cruise ship where everybody, they come in, they have their particular table they're used to sitting at.
Absolutely.
And servers that they're familiar with and that already know what they like to drink and have it on the table. And yeah, absolutely. I compare it to a cruise ship all the time.
Oh, yeah. I've said for years, it is my landlocked cruise ship.
It'd be kind of like being on vacation. But,
yeah, it is.
But not.
Being at a resort.
Yeah. What about when some of their families, grandkids or kids, come into town and do they go into the dining hall with mom or dad or grandparents?
Yeah, all
absolutely.
The time.
That's neat.
Yeah, we have guest rooms that the families are able to stay in while they're there. That way they can be under the roof, but not underfoot necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Have their own space and then dine with, go to activities with, take mom and dad out, whatever they want to do.
Yep.
Really and truly, being on Adams Place campus is living life your way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just doing it at a different address from what your brick and mortar home was. That is really the only difference.
When you read different trade publications or maybe look at information as far as, you know, this is what we're going towards in America, or this is the age group that's going to grow to be the largest in the near future, what are we seeing right now and what do you expect to see over the next 10 to 15 years?
So I've seen a lot of change. You know, I've been in this industry for a while, and I would say probably 10 years ago. Well, let's go back a little bit longer than that. When Adams Place opened about 28 years ago, it was the younger individuals that were looking at making these moves, you know, moving into the independent living in their early to mid 70s. Well, as time went on, when the 08-09 housing crisis happened and so many people lost so much in investments, we saw that individuals started putting their moves off much later in life. They may be moving into independent living in their 80s, moving into assisted living in their 90s. And unfortunately, what happened is it shortened the amount of time that they were able to spend in that particular environment. Because if you wait till 85, 86 to move into independent living, you may really be more appropriate for assisted living at that point in time. Well, that trend is now beginning to change because the baby boomers have reached retirement age and they're making changes to their lifestyle. The age range is beginning to decrease again. So I'm seeing more and more individuals coming in their 70s looking into independent living. They may not necessarily be wanting to move right now, but they want to go ahead and make their plan so that when the day comes that they are ready to move, they've got everything in place and ready to go.
And I was reading something, it was a local article, I believe, but it was talking about whatever generation it was that we're going to probably see the next big boom in here in Rutherford County, in fact, all of Middle Tennessee. But it was talking about, I think those who are around 55 or so today, that's going to be one of the biggest groups of people here in Rutherford County in the very near future.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to be prepared to take care of them.
Gosh, I remember maybe it was when I was in high school, the baby boomers back then, that was the biggest group of people in Rutherford County. That would have been at the time, what, maybe people who were age 40 or so back then. We're going to see many changes like that, I would guess, every few years in Rutherford County and beyond.
Yeah, I think that we will. I mean, you know, our county is growing in a lot of different ways. We have to stay on the front end so that we can be ready. You know, I think that we could all sit around and put in our 2 cents worth about what needs to happen and what doesn't need to happen. But at the end of the day, we've got to look at what is best for the community, what is best for the individuals that are moving here. Mm-hmm. I mean, even I am not local to Murfreesboro. I'm local to Middle Tennessee, but I am what you could refer to as a transplant. So we are growing, and, you know, Adams Place and all of NHC, we do want to stay on the front side of where we are going, taking care of our seniors.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to doctors and medical professionals or read different publications about different medical issues or whatnot, I don't know what you do every day. So, but when you start to study, hey, this is what we need to change in 10 years, mm-hmm. what are you seeing as far as people being active? I mean, because people are being a lot more active, well, a lot later stages in life than they ever were before. But what is the new 40? What is the new 70? What are we looking at as far as active lifestyles? I mean, what are those ages where they're still extremely active?
From what I can see, I have residents, and I think Claire probably has them in assisted living as well. Mm-hmm. I have residents in their 90s that I look at my age and think, wow, I want to be like them when I'm that age.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, people that are still out walking and exercising and living their lives and traveling around the world. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Not everybody in their 90s is like that. There are probably more in their 90s that have not necessarily mm-hmm. aged as well. But you look at those, the one lady that I was talking to you about that came from Michigan several years ago. I mean, even into her late 80s, she was still dancing. And I'm talking mm-hmm. like tap dancing mm-hmm. kind of stuff, mm-hmm. not just swaying your hips from side to side. She was really into it. So I think we're starting to see more people that are taking the necessary steps to eat right mm-hmm. and to stay active so that they can age well. I mean, like I said, at my age, I'm looking at them thinking, okay, I need to start making some mm-hmm. changes. Otherwise, I'm going to go the route I don't want to go.
Well, I think we're seeing it so much more frequently. And, you know, you said not everybody in their 90s that may be that active, but we're seeing it a lot more than we did 20 years
Absolutely.
Ago. You know, used to, it was a huge news story if somebody in their 90s was still very independent and going mm-hmm. for walks every day. You know, that's not the case anymore. I mean, Terry and I see that every day with so many folks in their 80s and 90s, even late 90s, mm-hmm. I mean, that are still very independent, still living their lives. So we're definitely, I mean, there's no telling how people will continue to age longer and longer
right.
as time goes on, because we're seeing it already.
Now, because Adams Place has things like exercise classes mm-hmm. and other types of things where folks can stay even healthier mm-hmm. longer, do you often have family members come there to visit and they're just surprised to see grandma, grandfather, whoever it is, in better shape than they were when they went in?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear feedback from the families all the time about how, especially in assisted living, Terry probably hears it from the residents themselves, you know, if they make that move, but we really hear from the families, gosh, I wish we had done this sooner. Mom or dad is just flourishing.
And, right.
You know, because a lot of times that when they make a move, before they come to us, they had really been isolated in a lot of ways and sedentary in their lifestyle and just are not socializing and not getting active. And when they come to Adams Place, whether it be independent living or assisted living, there's so many opportunities for engagement and stimulation and socialization. And that just makes a world of difference in the quality of life for folks.
How big of a difference do you see in somebody's personality and overall well-being when they go from maybe being isolated at home to moving into Adams Place and all of a sudden having all this socialization? What are the biggest differences you see?
More often than not, you see kind of a lighter spirit, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, I have folks that'll come in my office and they're just tired. They're drained, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know, from the responsibilities of maintaining their home to the responsibilities of having to do the grocery shopping and driving and all these kinds of things. And when they make the transition, once they get settled, and it takes a couple of weeks to get settled. I mean, any kind of
sure.
a move is going to be hard on us. But overall, give them 2 or 3 weeks and you start seeing the fire in their eyes come back because yes. they're sleeping better. They are socializing. They're eating more properly, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that as they get out, if you think about you being in your own home, you may only walk 30 feet from point A to point B mm-hmm. 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times a day. But when you move into a community like Adams Place, while we're not a huge property having to walk long distances, you're going to walk further than 30 feet to get to where you want to go. So they're getting more exercise, but they don't really see it as being exercise, and it starts having an impact on their overall health.
Well, I think it really, too, for a lot of folks, it gives them a sense of purpose again. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just doing the same old, sitting in front of the TV every day, or, you know, maybe just seeing one or two folks a couple times a week. I mean, they have something different to look forward to every day, and all kinds of people that are the same age as them to get out and engage with. They can check their calendar and see what's going on. It really puts a pep back in their step, I think.
As you were talking, I just thought about this. But for somebody who is 75 or 80 years old, maybe they're living at home alone because their spouse passed away, I bet it's scary more times than not without them even really realizing it. Because if you're home by yourself, you're 80 years old, you know in the back of your mind, you're not going to be able to protect yourself if somebody comes banging on your mm-hmm. door and you don't right. know who they are, they come into your house.
Right.
And that right there has got to be probably the most comforting part about living somewhere like Adams Place. You don't have to worry about that knock at the door. You don't have to worry about strangers coming to do something bad or steal from you.
Right.
That mm-hmm. worry is gone. So yep. that's got to play a huge role in somebody's daily life. You know, just putting your guard down has got to feel better.
Oh, yeah. I think a sense of security provides a huge sense of relief for them.
Yeah, it does. And I'll take it a step further than that. It's not only the physical security side of things, but with as many scams as there are that are going on mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. We are constantly educating our residents on, you know, we watch the Rutherford County Sheriff's website and we see when they're mm-hmm. making public announcements or even the FBI sites about new scams. So we're constantly making them aware of that. We do educational seminars with them to, from not only bank perspectives, but we have people from the sheriff's office and the Murfreesboro police come in and do trainings. And the residents have gotten so comfortable with that and are so aware that we've got their back, if mm-hmm. you will, mm-hmm. that if they get a suspicious email, a suspicious text message, a suspicious phone call, they are getting to where they're coming to the front desk and saying, please help me with this. What do you think?
Yes.
So uh-huh. they're giving us opportunity to speak into that aspect of security as well.
Mm-hmm. I remember at least every other year, somebody's knocked on my door and they said, you know, hey, we're putting new blacktop down and all these right. houses here. For a guy, it's irritating to me and it's always awkward to say, no, I don't need your service. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that you got to face if you're living at home by yourself, mm-hmm. if you're a homeowner. And those are things that I could see where they would make somebody anxious
absolutely
after a while
sure.
and uncomfortable. Yep. It really does help out not to have to worry about all those little mm-hmm. things that yep. really are big things that disrupt mm-hmm. your day.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, we have so many residents that are still traveling.
Yep.
They don't have to worry about their home when they're gone. They don't have to worry about finding somebody to take care of their puppy or their kitty. It's all kind of built in right there under one roof.
Do you remember the days where we used to go out of town and you have to find a neighbor or somebody and you'd always say, you know, make sure you get the mail and the
uh-huh,
newspaper out
right.
of the driveway.
Water my plants.
Right. Make it look like I'm still there.
Turn the lights on and
yep.
off.
Yep.
It's funny. I don't even know if people still think about those things like they used to, but you don't have
to
worry.
I think it depends on age.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Honestly,
yeah.
I think maybe a 20 or 30 year old might not, but
yeah.
somebody our age is, Scott, I mean, come on, we still remember it.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, come on now. I'm 31. I still ask somebody to watch my house. All right.
We don't have to worry about turning the living room light on, then turning this one off.
Well, now Alexa can do that.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, things have changed a lot. But it would be nice not have to worry about all these little things that
mm-hmm.
probably people think about all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just lock their door, come out, say, hey, see you in 2 weeks.
When they do go on vacation, when they do go out of town, mm-hmm. do they let somebody at the front desk know, this is what I'm doing if anybody stops by for me?
Well, they do, but not only from a standpoint of in case anybody stops by, but they will ask us to pull their mail out. If, you know, if they get a lot of mail, we'll pull it out of their box and put it in their home while they're gone. But the bigger part of that is one of the security features that we have built in, and this is more so on the independent living side of things, In assisted living and beyond, they have nursing staff, caregivers that are in and out of the homes on a pretty frequent basis, so they're always seeing their residents. Well, in independent living, because you are literally living life the way you choose to, you come and go, you don't have to sign in, sign out, you don't have to do these things. Well, at the end of every day, if we have not seen you or heard from you, we're going to be checking on you to make sure that you're okay. So if they're going out of town, they let us know, so that way they're not getting a phone call from us at 8 o'clock at night when they're getting ready to board a cruise ship wanting to know if they're okay.
How do you know, all right, well, we haven't seen Mike down in unit XYZ. We haven't seen him in a day or so. How do you know when to go check on him?
So we don't wait a day or so. We have a guaranteed 24-hour check. We offer a lunch and dinner in the dining room, and we have a checklist. So if the residents are not seen in the dining room, are not marked as being present at an activity, or have not told us that they are not going to be at a meal, then 8 o'clock every night, we're calling them. If they do not answer, we go to their home to check on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's got to be good to know for family who may live out of town, you know, hey, mom has got all this protection around her, got right. all these extra check boxes to yep. make sure she's going to be okay. But that's got to feel comforting for the family.
It is, you know, because one of the primary concerns that the adult children has is mom safe? Is she eating? Mm-hmm. Did she fall down the stairs? She lives in a two-story house. You know, has she fallen down the stairs? Mm-hmm. You know, so it is comforting to know that we are there to keep an eye on them, that we're going to check on them. And the interesting thing is, for me, is the residents become family, and that happens very quickly. And we're talking from 2 to 3 weeks into residency, they are absorbed into a small family. So it's not at all uncommon for a resident to come to the front desk and say, I haven't seen so-and-so this morning, and I expected to see her at the card game. Can you call her? Or they'll just go knock on the door, and if they don't get an answer at the door, they come to the front desk. I need you to go check on my friend.
That really happens instantly, honestly, with yep. the residents really, you know, as much as the staff helps out to keep an eye on things and check on the residents are doing it with each other, yep. just like neighbors would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of them have, you know, routines. They go walk together in the morning. They go eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I could see where mm-hmm. that would happen.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have any questions, feel free to text those in. Again, 615-893-1450. This person says they just tuned in, may have missed it, but they wanted to know, if they move into independent living and then later need further help, can they continue to stay in independent living but then hire somebody to come in to help them with that extra whatever it is they need? It says, or do I need to move again to an assisted living area? I would have downsized at that point and would prefer not to go further. So I guess they're asking, can they just hire somebody to come in, or are they forced to move to that second step?
So the answer is yes, you can stay in your independent living home. However, the answer does not stop there. It really depends on the circumstances. So Adams Place has a long-standing partnership with Senior Helpers, which is an in-home non-medical care providing company, and their caregivers can come into the independent living home and provide basic assistance. And that could be, I need help with laundry, I need for somebody to make sure I take my medications right, I need occasional assistance with what is referred to as your activities of daily living, which is dressing, bathing, grooming, toileting, these kinds of things. So the reason why I say that it's kind of a more extensive answer than just yes, I kind of approach things from a standpoint of, if you get to the point where you are needing to bring more care into your home than, and it's costing more than what it would cost to transition to assisted living, it really doesn't make any sense to continue that any longer. And we do need to look at transitioning to assisted living. The beauty of our campus is, while yes, you do physically make a move from independent living apartment home into an assisted living home, the continuity of care is there. So you're already familiar with how things happen on the campus. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with a lot of the staff, that sort of thing. There's going to be a lot of similarity between independent living, assisted living, memory care, long-term care, rehab, all of the different components that we have available. Unfortunately, a lot of times my answers have to be vague because it really does depend on that that individual's particular situation. But yes, you can bring care into the home in independent living.
It sounds like it's kind of like you go to a suit store, you have to be properly fitted. They have to measure everything from the neck size to the waist, but you're almost building this for one particular person. I mean, it's mm-hmm. definitely custom for each person, it
sounds
like.
Yeah, that's actually mm-hmm. a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Again, this morning, we are talking with the folks from Adams Place. We have Terry Dill on the air with us this morning, director, and then also community relations director, Claire Little. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back. In the meantime, you can go ahead and text us any question you may have, 615-893-1450.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Family Restaurants. Did you know that Demas's now can cater events? We can ship most of our pastas and we can deliver it to your door. If you're interested in our catering, you can go to demasrestaurants.com and click on the menus on catering to see what options we have available for your next event. Demas's Family Restaurants, go to demasrestaurants.com. Demas's Family Restaurants on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time. At least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Again, we're talking with Adams Place this morning. We have Terry Dill, the executive director, and then also community relations director, Claire Little, on the air and in studio with us. We talked a lot about all the different things and the perks and good ideas as to why folks live there. But I'm curious, what about outside involvement with different organizations and trying to get residents involved in other things that maybe they weren't involved in before, just to get them social with each other?
Well, we've got several things that we're involved in, you know, outside of the campus, but then also things that we bring into the campus as well. Outside of the campus, I'm often visiting at the senior centers that are around town. The one, of course, St. Clair, the Cannon County Senior Center, as well as the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna. I do a lot of volunteering, educational opportunities like panel discussions to get in front of the older population in the community. We're very involved with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, and we're hosting Business Before Hours this coming Thursday in our independent living, which is, of course, is a large networking event for folks in the community. We have a caregiver support group that we bring in once a month through the local nonprofit called We Remember You. It is mostly, it centers on helping caregivers of folks with dementia, just a time for them to get together with people who are in similar situations and receive that guidance and help. And every year we participate in MTSU's Positive Aging Consortium. consortium, which they've been doing for several years now, which is always a great time and a great resource for folks in the community to get, like I said, educational opportunities. And we also host and bring in the Barfield Parks Wilderness Station, which is a lot of fun. They bring critters to our residents, such as owls, lizards, turtles. They actually bring them with them to our campus and let the residents interact with them, which is a lot of fun.
You ever had one of those animals get loose?
Thankfully, they're not too quick.
Oh, now, I will say several years ago, we had a squirrel get into the independent living. And that was a lot of fun catching that little guy.
That would be tough.
Yeah, I caught him, though.
You got him.
Wow. I caught him, yeah.
I've had birds flying to my garage. It's right. Hard to get them out.
It really is.
It's not easy. We had a question during that last break asking, it says, I remember going to a car show there a while back. Are you guys going to have another car show there in the future?
Yes, we will. That was actually something I was going to mention. You know, we do a ton of fundraising for the Alzheimer's Association year round. And our biggest one the last few years has been the Classic Car Show. It is usually, I believe, in August or September.
Either August or September.
It's late summer, yes. So as we get closer to that, we will absolutely get information out on that. That's been a big hit. And we're very grateful for the people in the community that have not only come and support us, but actually bring their super cool cars, you know, for folks to look at.
When I retire and get older, I'm going to have, you know, a garage with quite a few cars in it and work on them. At least that's in my head. But do you have some folks there who are car collectors or car enthusiasts who still have some, I don't know, maybe a muscle car that they still work on from time to time, or they drive it every once in a while? Do you have residents who have those?
We have had over the years, you know, and then they pass away and leave those cars to families. It's interesting, though, because when we do have those cars on campus, it's not at all uncommon for people to come in off the street and go to the front desk and say, who owns that car? Can I buy it? So we do have them. We've got an assisted living resident that just recently bought a new, Corvette.
Yeah. I was going to say that. We do have an assisted living resident who is big into cars and just bought a very nice Corvette when the weather has been nice the last few days. He's been having the top down, so that's been fun to watch and see. So
is there a place to keep it there and work on it if you wanted to, or not work on it, but clean it and stuff like that?
Yes and no. So independent living residents have covered parking provided for them. Assisted living, they have available parking. It's not covered. But there's also a much smaller number of assisted living residents that are driving.
It's cool when you're able to keep up those hobbies you enjoy later life and to be physical enough to where you can keep those things up. Mm-hmm. And it really sounds like there are a lot of choices to be made as we get older that probably we don't think about when we're younger.
Right. Well, you know, even the activities campus wide, I think we've got a really good working relationship with different aspects of MTSU. Mm-hmm. And whether it is the Honors College kids coming in and providing assistance to the residents, or us going to music performances, to plays, to sporting events, you know, we really do, having MTSU in our backyard is really advantageous. So we really do try to maintain those relationships and provide residents with additional options. And we've got a lot of folks that are retired from MTSU that live with us. So we want to continue keeping that involvement.
Yeah, I believe it was last Saturday, assisted living took a bus full of residents to a basketball game at Murphy Center. And gosh, they had a blast. Yeah,
that's cool. I know we don't have much time left, but it used to be where the son, the daughter, you know, somebody younger in the family would give the idea to mom or dad, you know, hey, you really ought to think about moving, downsizing, or do this, do that. And they would go be the one who took the tour of wherever it was they were thinking about moving to, or they were suggesting the parent move to. That's not really the case anymore as it used to be, at least not as much, because folks are living a lot longer and they're a lot healthier than they used to be.
Yeah, they're living longer, they're healthier, and they're pre-planning so that their kids don't have to make the decisions for them. They, as we age, we want to be able to maintain control. We want to maintain our independence. And none of us wants our kids to have to step in and make the decisions for us. So when we can go out, do the investigation, do the tours, meet the people, and make the decisions for ourselves, again, even if it is pre-planning for 3, 5, 10 years down the road, at least you're in charge and you know you're going to go where you want to go when the time comes.
That's got to feel better to kind of be over that destination. You know, hey, this is what we're going to do when we hit this age. It's got to just feel better, though.
Absolutely. Well,
and I think that a lot of that comes from just this population that's coming up into senior living, that they're educating themselves on what senior living is, you know, versus how senior living was 30 years ago. It's come such a long way. And I think it's really important to get to know what the options are. And that way you can make an informed decision when it's your time.
Right.
Now, we had another question about when you do move to the, you know, where you're fully independent, you've got your own place there at Adams Place. Can you hire a maid service to come in and just do weekly cleaning of your house, of your residence?
Well, you can, but that's an unnecessary expense because we already provide that service. Mm-hmm. So that is part of residency, is light housekeeping and linen service. So if you want to have additional house cleaning, you certainly can bring someone from the outside. But I would certainly encourage everyone to give our staff an opportunity before signing on with someone else.
Big perk then.
I mean, absolutely.
That'd make me want to move right now.
I know, me too. If you're gonna clean my house, wash my sheets, sign me up.
Sold.
I'm going to go ahead and move in. Now, you guys got a birthday there going on today, don't you?
We do have a birthday going on today. It's a pretty big one. Don't tell anybody, but it's the big 5-0 for Campus Administrator Buckley Winfrey. So we definitely want to give him a shout out and wish him a happy birthday.
Yes. So his birthday officially today.
It is today.
Yes.
That's awesome. Before we close, I just thought of this because, you know, that's when you think of stuff.
Sure.
It's right when you're about to quit doing something. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, y'all had like a water slide there.
We did, and we will have again.
It's coming back. Yeah. It's becoming an annual thing.
This will be our fourth annual. It is May the 30th, and basically it's a, if anybody remembers old school slip and slide when you were a kid, it's a senior version of slip and slide. It's very safe. Don't anybody panic.
No broken hips on
the ground. We have not to ride and slide because no one is slipping.
No one is slipping. We have not had an injury yet. Fire department is always on site to provide assistance. So we're really excited about that. We'll actually be talking about that more when I join y'all next month. And so, we're really excited about that. That's becoming a huge community event.
It's cool you do things like that.
Yeah,
that's got to keep you younger, at least feeling younger.
It definitely does. It is a big summer bash. Yeah.
That's cool. Again, this morning, we've been talking about Adams Place and different choices to make as we age. Terry Deal with us today and also Claire Little from Adams Place. And if anybody would like to stop by or maybe take a tour, what's the best thing they need or should do?
Easiest thing is give us a call.
Yep.
615-904-9111. We can get you to the right person, whether that's myself or Claire. We're the primary ones that do tours. We'll figure out which part of campus you need to be speaking with, and we'll get you scheduled for a visit.
Do you have different social media pages so family can kind of watch and see what's happening there at Adams Place?
That's something that Claire Little manages.
Find us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, if you want to keep up with what we're doing every day.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Scott.